This is Elton John.
Radio Elton John.
This is Saturday Night's All Right for podcasting from Radio Elton John for Elton John World. I'm your host, George Matlock. Now, tonight we are celebrating. An Elton John album has just turned 50 years. It is an autobiographical account of the hardships for Elton and lyricist Bernie Taupin making it in show business. An instant commercial success when it was launched, the album was certified gold before its release and reached number one in its first week of release on the US Billboard 200, the first album to achieve both honours, in fact. It sold 1.4 million copies within just 4 days of release and stayed in the top position of the charts for 7 weeks. Well, you've just hopped onto the express rocket train there. Fastest you'll ever hear the amazing album, Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy. And we're so pleased to tell you that we have two very distinguished guests who are on the programme today to talk all about it. One of them is Mr. David Larkham. Also, we've got, from somewhere else in the UK right now, Miles Aldridge.
Indeed, yes, it brought a lot back to me. It's so long ago, we're celebrating, yes, the 50th anniversary.
I do remember hearing it played very loud across my school playground from a neighbouring council flat. Somebody had the window open and were sort of, I guess, really enjoying the album. I was aware of music because my father was involved in the album artwork.
Miles, we have actually met before. Obviously, Alan and I worked together on the Captain Fantastic package.
Yes.
I have 8mm film footage that I took in your vast front garden. And
you know, one of the beautiful things about this programme is when we manage to get several guests on at once and they rekindle old friendships. It's incredible. And so I've got a feeling you're going to be on each other's Christmas cards list this year, and you've got a lot of catching up to do. But we're thrilled to bits you're sharing this with Elton John's fans. Wonderful.
By the time of Captain Fantastic, though, I was very, very busy in LA. But once I heard that John Lennon was going to visit in the ranch in Colorado, I hopped on a plane and again to hang out. I had the privilege of being in the studio with my camera and just Elton and John as they rehearsed and arranged together Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. It was a precious memory to me.
Well, I photographed Elton recently for the cover of Time magazine. He mentioned that there was a band had played a version of Daniel where the whole audience were Daniels. And I love the sort of surreal idea of that. My dad had told me this story as a 10-year-old or 11-year-old, and I'd been very impressed by this idea. And so I recounted it to Elton, and he kind of looked at me strangely, as if I had made the whole thing up.
Sunday night's all right for fighting, get a little action in. Sunday.
Candy?
That's all
Candy.
Right.
Can you hear me? Real Elton fans tune into Radio Elton John. Visit radioeltonjohn.world to subscribe. You're missing out.